The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo. Nerve-muscle communication molecule may be SBMA therapeutic target. Increasing the levels of brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF, a molecule involved in the communication between nerve cells and muscle, specifically in muscle-delayed symptom onset and slowed disease progression in a mouse model of spinal and bulbar muscular atrophy, SBMA, a study has found. BDNF's benefits differed between muscle fiber types, data showed. The molecule was also the only protein of its family of neurotrophic factors to be altered in SBMA patients, suggesting that it may be a potential therapeutic target for this condition. The study, Muscle BDNF Improves Synaptic and Contractile Muscle Strength in Kennedy's Disease Mice in a Muscle Type-Specific Manner, was published in the Journal of Physiology. SBMA, also known as Kennedy's disease, is a type of spinal muscular atrophy, characterized by adult-onset muscle weakness and wasting in the arms, legs, head, and neck. While loss of motor neurons, specialized nerve cells that control skeletal or voluntary muscle movements, is a hallmark of the disease, increasing evidence suggests that muscle damage plays a major role, supporting the development of muscle-targeted therapies for SBMA. A previous study has shown that levels of BDNF, a key factor for the function and communication between motor neurons and muscles, were markedly reduced in skeletal muscles of two mouse models of SBMA called 97Q and myogenic, and associated with a loss in motor function. These findings suggest that a muscle-specific deficiency in BDNF may underlie or contribute to motor dysfunction in SBMA. Now, researchers at Michigan State University, along with colleagues in Japan, set out to assess whether increasing BDNF levels, specifically in skeletal muscles, would result in therapeutic benefits in the 97Q mouse model. The results showed that promoting higher muscle levels of BDNF delayed disease onset and slowed disease progression by twofold in these mice, compared with normal SBMA mice. This was assessed through the validated hang test, which measures how long mice can hold their body weight using an overhanging bar. Improvements in several key cellular and molecular mechanisms regulating neuromuscular function were also observed in mice with higher BDNF levels. Notably, these benefits differed between two types of skeletal muscle fibers: slow twitch, which support endurance activities, and fast twitch, which support quick, powerful movements. Increasing BDNF levels in SBMA mice significantly increased nerve-muscle communication only in slow-twitch muscle, while significantly improving muscle contractile strength in fast-twitch fibers only. Muscle BDNF also rescued the levels of two proteins involved in neuromuscular function, called beta-myosin heavy chain and acetylcholine receptors, in slow but not fast-twitch muscle. These findings help to pinpoint the molecular targets that both underlie motor dysfunction and respond to BDNF therapy in SBMA. They show that the disease unfolds differently in fast versus slow twitch muscle fiber and may require distinct therapeutic agents, the researchers wrote. In addition, and contrary to expectation, the team found that the levels of BDNF, but not other members of the neurotrophin family, were significantly increased in the skeletal muscle samples from SBMA patients. The same increase was observed in a mouse model with milder disease that may more closely resemble what happens in patients. The researchers hypothesized that raising the production of BDNF may be an early compensatory mechanism to improve neuromuscular function in the presence of SBMA that later disappears, explaining the drop in BDNF levels in the more severe 97Q mouse model. Our data suggests that a secondary effect of disease is to impair the very mechanisms that are augmented to combat disease, the researchers wrote, arguing that boosting nature's own mechanism of self-heal may improve motor function in people with SBMA. These researchers reported important findings suggesting for the first time that muscle BDNF may delay disease onset and endpoint in the 97q mouse model of Kennedy's disease, a team of other researchers in Canada wrote in the same journal. Further studies are needed to confirm these findings, including whether BDNF is the only neurotrophin dysregulated in SBMA patients, its potential therapeutic benefits, and the tissues to target for optimal benefit.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. As you may be aware, I'm working on getting a new wheelchair. Not only that, but I'm checking into the Jayco robotic arm and have my name on the waiting list for a service dog. The negative Nelly in me didn't think any of it would happen, especially not in a timely manner. It didn't stop me from pursuing them, though. A part of me is still skeptical, but not only do I have a demo set up to try the arm, I'll be demoing my prospective wheelchair at the same time. To top it all off, I got a call from CCI that they have a service dog for me. Despite things coming together, it's been super stressful. Because my current wheelchair is on the older side, it won't support operating the Jayco. Therefore, to demo it, I needed to borrow a newer chair. Fortunately, the wheelchair rep has the model I'm looking at. He knows my specs, so is going to try to somewhat fit it so I can use it. Somehow the stars aligned and my occupational therapist, the Jayco rep, and the wheelchair rep are all coming out for the trial. Fingers crossed everything goes according to plan. I'll keep you posted. Because they're coming to my house, I've had to do a marathon cleaning decluttering. Having a young kitten doesn't make that easy. On the way back from my Spinraza injection, CCI called. Come to find out, indeed they have a service dog in mind for me. Here's the kicker. The week-long class that's almost 900 miles away is in 1 week. Since the person I had in mind to be my caregiver and driver can't do the short notice, I had to come up with an alternate plan. As a determined individual, I'm now on plan D, and it seems to be falling into place. Fingers crossed. Of course, in the back of my mind is the current health crisis. Although it terrifies me, I'm not going to let it stop me from reaching my goals. I'm going to take all the precautions I can and hope for the best. Not only is the coordination to make it all happen stressful, adjusting to new things isn't easy either. Even though I'm looking forward to the end result, I know there will be an adjustment period. At least hibernation mode is conducive to allowing time for that. Do new things stress you out? How do you manage coordinating multiple activities? Did I bite off more than I can chew? Mind you, even though my swallowing sucks, chewing usually isn't a problem. That's all I have for you today. Stay safe, stay healthy, and have a good day, everyone. We'll talk again soon.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.